The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of News Talk 600 and 100.3 WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
VanWee Financial is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.
Welcome to the VanWee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3 The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Now here are your hosts of the VanWee Financial Hour, Stephen and Adam VanWee.
It's Saturday morning on the First Coast. It's foggy. We're clear. As always, we are here live. The lines are open. 222-TALK. This is the VanWee Financial Hour. I'm Steve VanWee. And we have... That didn't sound real good to me. Still doesn't. We need a little more volume on the auxiliary here, but let's that not that let that deter us from our goal here. First off, welcome everybody. If you're a return listener, I hope it's because you love the show, and we try our best to make it interesting for everybody every week. There's certainly a lot to talk about. And if you've just happened upon us or you are tuned in because someone told you about it, thank you to them. Try to stay around the whole hour. You might learn something. Hopefully you like it and become a regular. We are a fast-growing show. We've been almost a year now. We'll tell you more about that next month when we celebrate, and we'll reminisce a little bit about some things that happened.
Yeah, it was an interesting start.
You sound much better, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm still Steve VanWee.
And I'm still Adam VanWee.
Yeah, but now people know that.
Good.
Okay, wonderful. Oh, gosh. I don't even know where to start this week. It has really, really been... I'm going to use a very polite word, interesting.
That is very polite.
Yes, I could do much worse, obviously, but we're going to spend a lot of time this morning talking about the market, talking about people in the market, talking about the good and the bad and the ugly, and then we got a few other topics also. There are reasons for everything. Many of them are not nearly as serious as you might hear on the 24/7 talking heads news reports that are obligated to fill up the airwaves. So if you want to condense it all a little bit, let us do that for you, and then give us a call at 222-TALK. You recall, not all financial shows are created equal. Most are pre-recorded. Most are selling something. We are live. Lines are always open, and callers always go to the head of the line. So we will be here to answer your questions. Whatever you want to do, if you want to editorialize a little bit, give us a call. We will have a trivia question sponsored by Ken Bales at First Coast Alarm, 636-7888. And I'll decide which one to use by the time we get to the end of the segment, probably. I got so many. I always like to make a point. There's so many points to make now. I almost got to just prioritize, I guess. But first... Since it is a financial show, and since we do deal in the markets, and since it's on everybody's minds and everybody's lips, I'm going to let Adam talk about it.
All right. Well, I really do hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that's just about all there was this week. The one bright spot that I found was that it felt even worse than it was. So it wasn't as bad as, I mean, Friday was an absolute disaster.
That is really clutching.
Yeah.
But I like it because it was hard to find anything.
It's true. If you look at the numbers for the week, the Dow ended up dropping 2.2% and closed Friday just under 16,000. The S&P also shed 2.2% this week, and the NASDAQ, which had been the hardest hit index this year, dropped 3.3%.
And you know what that makes you?
No idea.
it makes you right. It felt much worse than that.
Yeah, it really did. Friday alone felt worse than
it
that.
It did.
But you have to remember, Thursday we were up substantially. So.
Yeah, it took us 10 seconds to give it back Friday morning.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is, there's a term I want to bring up eventually. I won't interrupt you with it, but the term is going to be confirming.
Confirming.
I'll get there.
Okay, all right. For the year, the Dow is now down 8.2%, the S&P off 8%, and the NASDAQ is down 10.4%. All three indexes are officially in correction territory after this week, but none are in bear market territory. But that doesn't hold true for many individual stocks, especially if they deal in the oil or energy industry. There's a lot of things that are off 20% individually. The indexes are not yet. I won't say that they're going to be, but so far, so good. Nothing was spared from the carnage this week, including the FANG stocks that I've talked about so much recently. For those of you not familiar, FANG is an acronym for Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, and Google.
Which tells you one thing that's a very important lesson.
What's that?
Don't go chasing returns.
Yeah, don't buy what's hot because it is not going to be spared when the whole market comes down. Facebook dropped 3.46% on Friday, ending the week down 2.65%. And Amazon dropped 3.85% on Friday, Netflix 2.8%, and Google 2.8% as well. And that brought them all down over 2% for the week. These were four of the nine stocks that had propped up the S&P index for all of last year. So it was kind of surprising, not surprising to see the index finally falling when you have those four stocks that were propping it up coming down with the market.
So you think it was hard to make money last year? Try this year.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be nine more stocks that you can pick this year if you're really, really good or really, really lucky.
I'd rather pick them after the results are in because I'll be...
it's a lot easier that way.
I'll be accurate.
Another bit of good news from a chart perspective. Friday, at one point, the market had dropped over 530 points in intraday trading, and the August flash crash low was tested. However, the market quickly rebounded off those lows, and if it had continued to slide and push through those lows, who knows where it would have ended up. So that was a little bit of reassurance that it didn't want to drop further than it had in August.
Yet.
So the question of the week, in my mind, is this a buying opportunity? I think so. For a number of reasons. There are three things people point to right now when trying to find a reason for the correction, being China, the Fed, and oil. The U.S. exports to China account for only $100 million of every year. That's 0.7% of our GDP. If China were to go away tomorrow, we still wouldn't even be in a recession.
And instead, in my left hand, if you all stare at your radio receivers, the headline says, China's economy grew by around 7% in 2015. Services made up half of GDP. And I'm telling you, folks, if we grew at 7%, the Fed would already have choked the life out of the economy by raising rates. So it's a panic when China slows to 7. It would be a bigger panic if we grew to 7.
And ironically, do you know what their target number was for this year?
7.
That's correct.
Which... okay, let's tell the whole story, or the rest of the story.
It is China.
When China has a target, chances are pretty good they're going to hit it.
How does that happen?
They have a little bit of media savvy. Point is, the demand for oil in China is still huge. They are changing to a service economy. We worry about the manufacturing numbers in China, but for the last 5 to 10 years, factories aren't moving to China. They're moving out of China to low-cost areas like India and Vietnam. Do not worry about the Chinese economy going to services any more than ours did.
Yeah, they're just a little bit behind us in the cycle.
Exactly.
But they're
growing so quickly, and they're developing, and they're intelligent, and they're well-educated. Of course they're going to move into a service and technology-oriented place.
Absolutely.
Carry on.
Well, we're just about up on a break here, so why don't we carry
on after
that?
I'll tell you what, I did decide on a trivia question. I'm going to be talking a lot today about very, very bad government policy. And therefore, I'm going to do a policy trivia question. How long did Americans pay the tax to fund the 1898 Spanish-American War? I'll take it either in years or you can tell me when it ended. So all you folks who voted for these 10-year taxes in Duval County that they now want to extend, or the 10-year taxes in St. Johns County, I'm going to talk to you right after the break. Don't go away.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait.
800-738-1912. 800-738-1912. 800-738-1912. That's 800-738-1912.
This is an important message about the IRS. Are you dealing with a tax crisis? If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? The IRS is offering a new way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, a government program for tax debt forgiveness.
Hi, I'm Paul Sibley, Director of Client Services with U.S. Tax Shield. The IRS is offering Fresh Start Initiatives because they actually want you to resolve your tax issues. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, stop the bleeding, and fix what caused your problem in the first place. Our goal is to negotiate a resolution you could live with and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-418-0572 for your free consultation and get protected now. That's 800-418-0572. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-418-0572.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call.
Call 800-965-1293. 800-965-1293. 800-965-1293.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And lines are open as always, 222-8255, 222-TALK. Area code is 904. Callers go to the head of the line, so if there's anything on your mind, give us a ring and we'll talk about it. We're going to do a little bit more on the market and the reactions. There's more to say this week than a normal show would probably present, because it was such a horrible week, following immediately a bad week, mm-hmm. which makes it the worst 2 weeks starting any year in history. So, of course, there's a lot of trepidation, a lot of fear out there. I think the questions that people want to ask are, one, what is happening? Two, why is it happening? Three, how far will it go? And most importantly, four, what should we do about it? Let's start with number one. What's happening?
Volatility is what's happening.
Mm-hmm, I agree with that. And a few things catching up to us, like a really, really long bull run in the market in the face of very, very bad government policy, which we will come back to. Number two, why is it happening? Well, that was kind of the response to the whole thing. It's happening for a number of reasons. There are excuses and there are reasons. The excuse is probably the China slowdown.
Mm-hmm. And the oil price.
The reason, to me, is I believe that the market, the big boys, when I say big boys, I mean mutual fund people, pension managers, and so on, I think they are thumbing their nose at the Fed. I really do. I think this is a temper tantrum.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
How dare you raise interest rates, which, by the way, have resulted in lower mortgage rates, but that's another story. How dare you not do QE4? How dare you not prop up our market? How dare you make us look bad? We are going to make a point here. We're going to just sell, sell, sell until you feel punished, I guess. The Fed has announced that they're going to have, they expect, four more increases in 2016 of a quarter point each. If I ran the world, when I run the world, however you want to put it, they will go up further and faster than that. That is not the problem. The problem is what we've been doing all those years. The market, people loved it so much. Zero interest rates do not work, have never worked, will never work. There's all kinds of evidence over decades for that. They never learn. It's just my opinion. You agree with that?
Yeah, I certainly do.
Okay. How far will it go? I'll let you answer this because you'll be wrong.
I have no idea.
Oh, you were right after all. No one knows.
No.
People will tell you where it's going to go. Run away from those people.
It's a guess, people. It's a guess. They have no idea.
And they're never, ever held accountable. They can say in one newsletter, I won't use the guy's name, but he's been doing it for decades, that the market is definitely going to 6,000 unless it goes to 20,000 or possibly if it stays in between. He has never, ever been wrong. Never. Not even in 2009, because it only went to about 6,500.
You can't find a headline if you go to any finance page on the internet today that isn't full of people's guesses about where oil's going, where the market's going, and they're all just that, guesses.
Exactly right. You know, if we have one little incident in the Middle East, and Lord knows, incidents in the Middle East are easy to come by, as we saw this week, mm-hmm. that oil price would last, what, nanoseconds?
Possibly. I mean, you never know what the market's going to react no. to something like that either, but it could potentially skyrocket the oil price, or it could make it dive.
Yes, and I predict that it probably will change from where it is. How's that?
Yeah, it would.
And I know that because 29.80 or whatever it is now is not a sustainable price because nobody's making money.
No.
When nobody's making money, anything that needs to change will. That's the rule of entropy or whatever you want to call it. It has to change because no one's making money. We live in a world where people go to work to make money. Companies are in business to make money. They're not making money. Therefore, and I have a great scholarly article here that I'll talk about a little bit. And it just misses that one little point about the Fed, I think. But let's go to number four. What to do about it? What do you think we should do about it?
It really depends on your situation. If you're young, buy. Buy more.
Bingo. Love that one.
Continue to buy throughout the dip because you're getting everything on sale. Think about the stocks you purchased in 2008 versus the ones you bought in 2006. What has made more money in that time period? Of course, the ones that you bought in 2008 because they've run up 100-something% since then, and it's an opportunity. Now, if you're a retiree and you're dependent on income or you're dependent on taking part of that portfolio every year, you should definitely not be exposed to the full risk of the market right now.
And you shouldn't have been before this start.
Or any time, exactly. So it really depends on your situation. But if you're young, don't worry. Just keep buying.
The natural reaction of young people, and I've been in this business a long time, and I've seen it over and over, is when things get bad, they stop contributing to their 401ks. Folks, that is the exact wrong emotion. Mm-hmm. You, at a bare minimum, you keep contributing, and every week it goes down, you buy a little bit cheaper than the week before. It's just on sale. But they want to, they react, I guess, to fear. Oh, it's down so far, I can't do this. If you could,
at a time like this, if you have the means to do it, you should look at how much you're actually taking out of your paycheck. If there's a way to increase that amount in the short term, do it.
I did that in 2008, and it paid off
big time.
Big time.
Because when it changes, folks, it changes so abruptly, and no one will tell you until after the fact that it turned around. But I promise you, down the road, something I brought up this week that I bring up every few years, depending on when I'm reminded of it. Most of us on this side of the table are old enough to remember when Ronald Reagan was first inaugurated in 1981. We have been through all kinds of stuff in that time. We've been through the crash of 87. We've been through 9/11. We've been through 02. We've been through 08. It's been a tumultuous ride for these 35 years. Today, the market sits right about 16,000.
Mm-hmm.
What was it the day Ronald Reagan was first inaugurated? Most people guessed between 3,000 and 6,000, and they're wrong by a lot.
Yeah, by a factor of, what, 3 to 6? Yeah.
It was 954, three digits. It is now 16,000 after all the corrections, bear markets, terrorism, whatever can cause turmoil in the markets. It has still done that. The American economy, and to the same degree, if you have a little longer to wait, the world economy is creating more and more wealth in the world. That wealth is reflected in the stock market. You seriously do not have to worry about this market. If you've got 10 or 20 years to wait, we'll be fine, thank you. And if we don't, it'll be because we're all in survival mode, and we won't be here. We'll be out foraging for food. I am not going to spend my particular life just wallowing in the possibility that something that bad exists. Be careful, be cautious, be smart, deal with good fee-only financial people. And I promise you, if you get and take good advice, then you'll be fine. I remember a phone call I got on a previous radio show that I was in for many years. Guy called in 2008, and his opening remark was, I just got my 401k statement. And my immediate response to him was, well, you didn't open it, did you? He said, yes. I said, why? You know what's going on. You don't need a confirmation. Put it in a stack. A couple of years from now, go back and open it. You'll be a lot better off. But all this is going to do is shock you into the probability that you're going to do something really stupid because you're going to do something with your heart rather than your head. Always let your head take over. But that means you have to know the rules, know what good practice is. That's where we are. This Yahoo article I told you about did a very, very scholarly thing on the supply and demand. I've used these examples many, many times about why the oil price can never quite be stable. Because demand and supply are always working one way or the other. When it's too cheap, then people use more. When it's too expensive, people use less. When it's too cheap, they stop producing. When it's too expensive, they start producing. This is called Economics 101, Supply and Demand. Now, there is a little bit more to this based on the Fed, but even the Fed cannot repeal the laws of supply and demand. Isn't that strange?
It's true, and if you want a great example, think about SUV sales.
Yes.
When do SUV sales peak? When gas is cheap.
That's a component of that supply and demand thing,
exactly.
And a big one.
Yep.
A really big one. All right, trivia question. We paid off the tax that was imposed to fund the 1898 Spanish-American War. You can either give me the year we paid it off or how many years it was still in. Government policy influences a whole bunch of economics day to day. A lot of it is bad. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that with an eye toward what's going on right now in the markets. Why is some of this really happening? It's because the chickens, they're coming home to roost, in the words of you-know-who that I don't like to talk about. All right, well, don't go away. 222-8255. See you in just a minute.
News, traffic, and weather. Updated on the stories that matter. We've got you covered. AM 600 and FM 100.3. WBOB Jacksonville.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Iranian state television announcing that the government has freed four dual nationality prisoners. A report at the time did not identify the prisoners. A source close to Iran's judiciary told the Associated Press that four Iranian Americans were freed, including Washington Post Bureau Chief Jason Rezaian. The source identified the others as Amir Hekmati, Saeed Abedini, and Siaki Namizi. In Vienna today, the end of Western sanctions against Iran looming as the foreign minister suggested the U.N. Atomic Agency is close to certifying that this country has met all commitments under its landmark nuclear deal with six world powers. In the president's weekly radio address, he spoke about expanding unemployment insurance to include wage insurance for people who find new jobs that didn't pay as much as they used to make. And for the Republicans, Congressman Paul Ryan promised more details of their economic plan. This is SRN News.
Zaxby's is more than just a place to eat great wings, sandwiches, and salads. It's a place to have fun and spend time with friends and family. Stop by a Zaxby's location in Fernandina Beach, Orange Park, or Jacksonville at Regency, JTB and Phillips, San Jose Boulevard, and Oakleaf. Are you also hungry for a great place to work? Are you looking for great benefits, good pay, and opportunities for advancement? Zaxby's is looking for outgoing individuals to join a rapidly growing company with a friendly team and great work environment. If you're interested in earning good pay and looking for a place to start a great career, visit a Zaxby's location in Fernandina Beach, Orange Park, and Jacksonville at Regency, JTB and Phillips, San Jose Boulevard, and Oakleaf.
News Talk AM 600 and FM 100.3 WBOB would like to thank our veterans for putting everything on the line to protect our freedom. Show them how much you appreciate all they've done by sharing your time, lending a supportive hand, a warm smile, or a sympathetic ear. Go to volunteer.va.gov and make our veterans know how much we appreciate their service. And thank you from News Talk AM 600 and FM 100.3 WBOB.
When our water heater broke down last month, it was a nightmare. It took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. By the time it was all said and done, I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. And they will break, and at the worst possible time. Call American Residential Warranty right now for free information on home warranties starting at just pennies a day. Don't wait for your refrigerator to stop running or your ceiling fans to stop turning. Call American Residential Warranty right now. Ask how you can save up to 50% on washer and dryer coverage. Just call 877-306-6365. That's 877-306-6365. Again, 877-306-6365. Call now.
WBOB traffic and weather.
There's one crash at 295, the West Beltway southbound over there near US 17 in Orange Park. Watch out for that one. As for the weather, cloudy skies all day today. Fog should be burning off. High today near 70. 100% chance of rain tonight, up to down to a 80% chance by tomorrow. Overnight low tonight 55, high tomorrow 62, still 54. News Talk AM 600, FM 100.3, WBOB.
VanWee Financial is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.
Let's get back to the VanWee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam VanWee.
Welcome back to the VanWee Financial Hour. I'm Steve VanWee.
And I'm Adam VanWee.
Lines are open, 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Trivia questions still out there. How long did Americans pay the tax that was
implemented to fund the War of 1898, the Spanish-American War. You can either give me the date it ended or the number of years we paid it, and that brings us to bad policy. Our economy for the past 7 years has been taxed almost to death. It is gasping as we speak. 93 million people aren't even in the workforce. Wages have gone south. People don't have enough money to spend. Obamacare took money out of everyone's pocket in a couple of ways. Way too many people are down under 40 hours now. They're under 30 hours. Mm-hmm. When you work 28, 29 hours instead of 40, what you give up is you're spending money, folks. You're going to pay your rent. You're going to pay your gasoline, but you're not going to have any spending money. That's what kills us. We need to have better public policy before any of this is going to get a bunch better. That said, good morning, John.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. My question today is about student loans.
Yes.
We had some restructured, and they're a pretty large amount. Mm-hmm. Is there any way, we have them in three different loans, is there any way once they've been restructured to group them together, because we're in a situation where we've been paying on them for a year and it's actually going up due to the interest?
I'm really lucky because sitting to my left is an expert on these things, so I'm just going to let him handle it.
Yes, having had a few student loans myself, I understand your situation. First, what do you mean by restructured? Can you clarify that a little bit?
Yes, sir. They were my wife's loans, and after she graduated school, we got something in the mail about having them all consolidated because she had three or four different ones. Some were government loans and some were not. And so now we have them and they're from the same company, but they're in, like, loan A is a certain amount, loan B is a certain amount.
Right. And so you consolidated is what you did, and you can do that once over the life of your student loan. So what they typically do, at least in my experience, was they take the government loans and they put them together and give you a better interest rate on those. But your private loans, I don't believe, can be consolidated. So those are probably the ones with the floating rate. Does that sound about
right? Yes,
sir. Okay. So who did you consolidate through?
The names escape me right now, to be honest with you.
I don't think it really matters. I think it's all regulated anyway by the government. So they tell you, or they tell these companies what they can and can't do. Pretty much, if you've done that, you've made a good move. That's a good first start. You want to get everything into as few loans as possible and at the lowest interest rates possible. And what kind of balance are we talking about?
She's pretty high up. The total of all of the loans are around $60,000.
$60,000, okay. And then the government loans, the consolidated portion, is that about half or less than half of that?
I believe that's less than half.
Okay, so you have private loans totaling more than half of your debt. Have you looked at the income-based repayment plan?
And that's what we're currently on, because for a number of years she wasn't working, and we paid it off of my income, and it was a low amount. But when we just recently noticed that the amount had gone up, I didn't know. I thought we needed a strategy of some type, even if it involved maybe her going back to school, which might put the loans on some type of hold. And then I thought I heard somewhere that there were new regulations for kids that were in college now that were, you know, were going to be restructuring when they got out, and I didn't know what our options would be.
Yeah, her going back to school, that you might actually get a, I believe it's called a forbearance or something like that, that would put off you making payments on those loans, but those loans are still going to be accruing interest. So by the time she got out, you'd probably have more loans than when you started. So I don't know, unless she has a real need or clear picture of what she wants to do with that extra schooling, and it's going to pay more than what she can make now, I wouldn't recommend that strategy just to bring down your loan payments. That doesn't seem to make a lot of sense in this situation. You could look at other alternatives to financing those loans if the interest rates are really high. You could, if you own a house, you could look at doing taking a second mortgage. That way, what you're paying in interest is at least deductible, and so that will make your effective interest rate lower. But you have to look at those numbers. If you're paying, you know, 8 to 10% on those loans, and you can get a second mortgage at 4 to 6 to 8%, it might make sense. Other than that, you could also, if you have a 401k, you could always take a loan out of that, and that way you're paying yourself the interest when you repay that money, but it has to be paid off in 5 years. There are other ways to get financing to pay off those loans if you're paying too much interest on them, but outside of that, there isn't a whole lot you can do. Student loans are some of the best debt you can have, and they're also some of the worst debt because they never go away. You can't bankrupt your way out of them, but at the same time, they are typically very they will work with you to get those loans paid off because they know that you're going to have to pay them eventually. And as your income rises, if you're on the income-based plan, it is the payments are going to rise with it. But at the end of, I want to say 20 years, whatever's left on those loans will, under the current law, would actually be forgiven. So unfortunately, your best bet is probably to keep paying as you can and not try not to miss any payments. And at the end of that time period, whatever's left just magically disappears. I wish I had better advice, but that's your best bet is probably to keep paying.
Well, we do have good credit, so restructuring should not be a problem. I appreciate the information. But one final question. Since I'm working and my wife is working, is there a maximum amount that the government would require from her wages, or do they just factor in what I make and what she makes?
You know, that's a good question. I've never been faced with that.
I haven't either. We'll find out for you, though.
Yeah, I definitely will. I want to know the answer to that myself.
Yeah. Listen next week. Or call us at the office.
I generally listen every week. Thank you very much for your help, gentlemen.
Hold on one second.
I really appreciate it.
Do you want to take a shot at the trivia question?
How long did we pay the tax for the 1898 Spanish-American War?
100 years.
You're so close it hurts. Very nice guess, but you're low.
Oh.
If you don't mind, John, give your information to our producer, and I will call you this week with an answer to your question.
Great. Yes, I'll put you on hold and you can have a chat. Thank you. That is a good question.
Yeah, definitely.
It's funny when something like that comes up once in a while that we've never been in many, many years and being involved in these things.
Well, that income-based repayment is pretty new.
Yeah, it is. That's true.
Not a lot of people are familiar with it. I just happen to have a family member that is using it, so I know a little bit about it, but I don't know in a situation where you're married how they do that calculation. But I'd like to know.
The last part of that kind of underscores my whole thing on public policy, too, doesn't it? We're paying for that war more than 100 years. So people, we've got a little bracket there. It's open-ended on the top, but it's limited on the bottom. All right, Adam, tell the nice folks out there a little bit more about us. We've got a lot to say about that. Of course, it's my favorite topic, but there's a reason for that right at the moment, too, that we'll get to.
Sure. If you ever want to find us outside of the radio, we are located in Jacksonville Beach, right off the Marsh Landing Parkway exit of Butler Boulevard. Our office number is 685-1505. You can always find us online at www.vanweefinancial.com. And we do a lot of cool stuff on our website. We had a blog weekly. We talk about stuff that we talked about on the radio and then some stuff we don't, so check that regularly. And then Facebook.com, Van Wee Financial, or Twitter at Van Wee Financial, or you can always email us offline at info@vanweefinancial.com. Whether you have a question that you don't want to call into the radio show for, or you just have a general question, that's where you reach us.
All right. Couple more things. What do we actually do, and what's our target market?
Sure. We're fee-only certified financial planners. Well, Dad is a certified financial planner. I am almost one. I will be later this year, hopefully. And we we're almost up on a break. I do want to talk about this, though. We have an ideal client in mind, and I think you might be surprised who it is.
Yeah, I think so, too. And now a word about the lottery. The people who just won, the three people who won the big, big money, I feel sorry for them while I envy them. The people in Tennessee have made a very dramatic mistake. So in the unlikely event that the one winner who is in Florida, who seems smart enough so far to understand that you don't just come out and get your picture taken and give everybody your name, call us. I'm going to tell you some things that'll make you very uncomfortable unless you know exactly what you're doing. Lines are open, 222-TALK. It's 222-8255. Trivia question, how long did we pay for the Spanish-American War? It's over 100 years. and we'll see you right after the break.
Tired of losing money in the stock market? Tired of watching real estate values plummet? Choose the Golden Road with Gulf Coast Gold and Silver and get a free guide to buying precious metals. We have years of experience in buying and selling precious metals and can answer all of your questions on how to roll over .999 fine gold and silver into your IRA. Over the last 10 years, gold has been an asset in any portfolio. And during this period, gold has tripled and then some. With the increase in industrial demand for flat-screen televisions, cell phones, MP3 players, cameras, and cars, silver and gold demand could skyrocket beyond imagination. Gold and silver can mean strong returns for your investment, retirement, or savings. Call 800-425-6042. Again, 800-425-6042. At Gulf Coast Gold and Silver, every purchase is as good as gold.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers. Call 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480.
When our water heater broke down last month, it was a nightmare. It took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. By the time it was all said and done, I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. And they will break. And at the worst possible time. Call American Residential Warranty right now for free information on home warranties starting at just pennies a day. Don't wait for your refrigerator to stop running or your ceiling fans to stop turning. Call American Residential Warranty right now. Ask how you can save up to 50% on water. Washer and dryer coverage. Just call 877-306-6365. That's 877-306-6365. Again, 877-306-6365. Call now.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
This is the final segment sponsored today by Robinson Landscape and Maintenance. Things grow around here. You probably need some help. Call Troy at 662-9794. Adam has a little bit of wrap-up to do on the last topic, and then we're going to get into something just a little bit different.
Yeah, John, if you're still listening, I was talking about this during the break, and one thing that I've done that I've found extremely useful in helping me pay off my student loans was using a thing called upromise.com, just the letter U, then promise.com. It is a website that was originally set up by Sallie Mae. On there, you can sign up for a credit card. It's a MasterCard that is a upromise.com card, and everything that you spend on that card gives you at least 1% that you can have directed to pay back your student loans. So in the last 5 or so years, I've paid well over $2,000 of my student loan just by charging to that card, paying it off monthly. I've never carried a balance. It's never cost me an extra dollar to have that card, but it's a great way to pay off or help pay off your student loans without doing anything that you wouldn't normally do. So check that out.
Okay. And one more word about us. If you're looking for a fee-only planner and you Google that sort of thing, you might come across an organization called NAPFA, National Association of Personal Financial Advisors.org is their web address. And if you put in our zip code 32250 for Jack Speech, you will see us listed at the head of the class. One thing you need to know, you do not get listed on there if you are fee-based. Only if you are truly fee-only. We are. There's a big difference. Learn it. It will help you. Rich, what can we do for you?
I think I've got an answer to the trivia.
Great.
I think we're still paying for it.
No, but you're close.
You are
it
close.
It did actually end. Something ended. It's a miracle.
A tax that went away. Imagine that.
And that's why I just sort of remembered it. It was like it was brought up maybe, 5 or 6 years ago that they finally ended it. And it was some sort of tax on utility, I think.
That's exactly right. Yep. Yeah, and it lasted. It's like that Energizer bunny. Just keeps going.
And utilities were just starting to percolate and things, and I guess they just figured they'd tax it and pay for it.
Yeah, so exactly.
I thought we were still paying for it. I didn't know they got rid of it.
That's why I brought it up. It's so darn unusual.
Good guess, though.
Okay, then.
Thanks
Bye.
For the call. All right, rant time.
Okay.
They've done it again.
Who did what?
The Imperial Federal Government is at it again. File this one under, you can't make this stuff up. You could also say, if you wanted to, no good deed goes unpunished. And I could probably go on, but I'll spare you all that. So what is it? The administration is once again fueling the subprime mortgage crisis with its well-intentioned ignorance of all things economic. Apparently, in D.C., 2007 and 2008 are gone and forgotten, which shouldn't surprise you in an atmosphere when the longest horizon of any politician is 6 years. That would be a senator's reelection. 4 years, that would be a president's reelection. And 2 years, that would be a congressman's reelection. All past, all forgotten, bye-bye. What happens? Well, I can't even believe I'm telling you this, folks. The White House introduced a new low-income mortgage program.
Oh, great.
Using a whole new set of rules that make qualifying for a mortgage easier. Yeah, that's the ticket. That's what we need. After all, here's a word that they threw in this time. We're all entitled to home ownership and a nice new mortgage, aren't we?
Entitled.
Entitled.
To. Wow.
What could possibly go wrong?
No, I don't think I've seen this before. Have you?
No. I'm sorry, folks. You either laugh or you cry, so I'm trying to take the high road. The new program is called the Home Ready Program. It's offered through Fannie Mae. Fannie Mae went bankrupt, remember? Who do you suppose paid for that?
I'm guessing we did.
You think you're probably right. The goal last time was to increase home ownership overall by allowing low-income and minority people to get mortgages. That's really nice, isn't it?
It sounds great on paper.
It's the American dream, right? Underwriting standards were relaxed to the point that almost anyone could get a mortgage. FICO scores and other things that are directly related to the performance of a mortgage were, of course, ignored intentionally.
If you remember the ninja loans, no income, no job. Accepted.
Yep. As we paid, the so-called subprime loans started to fail and then escalated, and it escalated into a full-blown financial crisis. And that cost us a lot of money. So, politicians want you to believe, and I'm going to quote Bernie Sanders here, if Wall Street doesn't end its greed, we'll end it for them. It must be Wall Street's fault that this happened, right? Mm-hmm. Greed.
Because Wall Street passed that legislation.
Yeah. And by the way, Wall Street still funds liberals, but that's another story. I digress. They are, of course, passing the buck again. They're obfuscating again. But now, as they always do, they brought in some new terminology so that you don't confuse this with mistakes of the past. Okay? I, however, am not confused by the new words, and in a moment you won't be either. The new name is Home Ready, and the White House has new qualification standards to once again circumvent good practice for loan qualification. This time, you get to aggregate income from other people to qualify.
What?
Do these people have to be on the mortgage? Heck no!
So
do they have to live in your house? No!
Who are they? I mean,
oh, your parents, your cousins, your kids. They could have a part-time job in the summer. It's aggregated in. What if that goes away? You know, in keeping with what we say, good morning, Amy. I'm going to interrupt and take the call. What brings you here today?
Hey, I was just going to get some information from y'all.
Great.
I'm 59 years old, have money in the stock market, started out with about 27,000. Now, since the big so-called crash, it's at 20,000. Do you think it's a good idea for me to keep that stock or go ahead and cash in?
Will you need this money within the next 5 years?
It's debatable. I need some of that money to buy a home down payment.
Okay, then it probably wasn't the best thing to put into the stock market. That is what we call a sunk cost in economics, saying, okay, even if it was a bad idea, we did it. Now what do we do? How much would you need for that down payment?
Were they wanting now 20%?
Of
they
what?
They have to pay the
yeah, plus 20% closing costs. 20% yeah. of that money or 20% of the purchase price of the house?
Of the price of the house.
Okay, and what price range are you looking in?
I'm looking at maybe 150.
Okay, 20% of that's 30 grand, so you're... Yep. Yeah, you're not going to get it all there. If you're seriously thinking that this is going to happen within 5 years, good practice would probably be to get out of it. I might sell half now and wait a little while just to see if some of it recovers. But any money that's exposed to the stock market, good practice would always dictate that you are pretty much guaranteed not to need it for 5 years. Since that's not okay. true here, a systematic unwinding of that account is probably a good idea. You agree with me?
No, I totally agree. If you are even thinking about doing this and it's something on the short-term horizon, I would get it out.
Maybe sell half now and maybe 10 or 20% of the balance every 2 weeks or some systematic program like that that will allow you to not lose everything. Or hopefully take advantage a little bit when this thing does reverse, and you know it will.
If you change your mind and decide to put that house purchase off for more than 5 years, right. then I would keep it in.
Exactly. I think that's the best okay. we could hope for. So.
Okay, it's only two stocks.
Ooh, that yeah. makes it even worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's undiversified, which means you're carrying a lot more risk in that account than a diversified account would be. It doesn't even matter which two, as you've seen this week. So I would sell maybe half of each one and then look at liquidating the rest over a fairly short period of time, unless we start to skyrocket again. I think that's the best advice we can give you.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Sorry
very
about
much,
that. Okay? Sure. Well, I'm sorry it happened to you. Did you want to take a quick shot at the trivia?
I didn't even know what the question was.
Well, how long did we pay for the 1898 Spanish-American War? And the answer is over 100 years.
You just gave me the answer?
No, it's actually 108 yep. years.
108, oh. folks. Things yeah. don't go away very easily, do they? All right, we got to run. The music's playing. We can't control it. Thanks very much for calling. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I will continue my rant next week because it feels so good. Maybe. You won't like it. See you next week.
Luke is in Jacksonville, Florida.
All right, we're going to start off by making a lot of folks mad. I'm a Southern white Christian who's retired from the Army.
Oh, my gosh. Hang up.